Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Transcend Your Limitations, comes from the audio program Into the Matrix, Guides, Grace, and the Field of the Heart, with authors Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy. Mitchell Clute, a producer at Sounds True, recorded this program in our Boulder studio. Here's what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
I love working with Matrix Energetics founder Richard Bartlett and his teaching partner Melissa Joy. Richard's approach is so freewheeling and spontaneous that working with him is more like a day at the amusement park than an average day in the studio. I've heard other teachers speak about transcending your limitations and creating your own reality, but I've never heard someone reference Captain Kirk and Ramana Maharshi in the same sentence as Richard does here. This selection points us toward an open-ended awareness and childlike innocence. In other words, a new way of looking at reality without judgments or limiting expectations.
You can download this entire program at soundstrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, Transcend Your Limitations with Richard Bartlett.
The only thing that limits you is you. And that is true for all of us. The problem really becomes complicated, though, because when you talk about morphic resonance, your limitations will also be other people's limitations as well. So what happens is you build in limitations that are already self-installed, and then you tie into the program of universal limitation that resonates with everyone who's ever had that sense of limitation. And this is a huge problem because you don't know you're limited, and you think that just by changing the way you think can change your limitations. No, I tell you it's not true, because you actually have to change not just what you think, but how you think, and then your ability to resonate and oscillate with a different pattern that is not based upon your habitual patterning and conditioning and your thoughts. This is tricky. This is why people set up near-death experiences and things like that, because they so want to change their reality that their true self, their real self, their inner self, all that stuff, right? Your higher self. I like the old saying that a friend of mine had, said if your higher self betrays you, then fire that one and hire another. Because, I mean, there's always someone higher up on the ladder. If you think your higher self is your real self, then you have not perceived that reality is virtual, not actual. There is no real self. At the heart of the matter, there is nothing, and if you follow your consciousness, just like this computer program with Shatner as Kirk, where he gives the computer a problem it can't solve. This is what Ramana Maharshi talks about. Same thing Jed McKenna, who claims to be enlightened, and I believe him, talks about. Ask a question that your conscious awareness cannot answer. And the classic one that everyone since the beginning of time has asked is, who am I? Right? If you ask the question, who am I? And then you pay attention not to the words, because the words are easy enough. Who am I? Well, you're Richard. You're a musician. Well, you're this, you're that. You have all these categories. I'm a Catholic. I'm a this. I'm a that. I'm a lapsed Catholic. I'm a Catholic that lapsed. I'm a Catholic that fell off the cliff. And now I'm the archetypal fool. Ask the question, but then what happens is your mind generates all this gobbledygook, all these answers. It's like, No, I didn't ask you to tell me who I am. I asked, who am I? And that's different. If there are voices telling you who you are, that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for the expression of who-ness and are-ness, and then realizing it is a sense of not-ness. Because once you move into the altered awareness that allows for the perception of an open-ended answer rather than a closed system, you can perceive with new awareness. You can perceive like a little child. You can be born again to a new reality. Because the questions that you habitually ask, like, why does life suck? Why does this always happen to me? Why am I always the last one in line? Why don't I get my paycheck first? All these things. And listen to the tonality of those questions that you ask yourself. Ask yourself, how could it be different? How can I notice something changing now. And it's important not to stultify consciousness by saying, this is what must change. This is how it must change. These are the only ways I could see this ever changing. That will lead you into, again, a habitual loop that you'll never get out of because you continually run the pattern of your experience through the morphic field of everyone else's self-same experience that confirms that their experience of reality is indeed real. And better yet, important, the right experience of reality. If there's a right experience of reality, then what are you left with? You're left with your left brain, because your left brain is going to decide what's right and true and correct, because it is your left brain's job to make those decisions to protect you from realities that could change you, because change, everyone knows, is dangerous. If you encapsulate change as dangerous, which your reptilian brain always will, and it's what really runs most of us, is our reptilian brain, our desires, our lusts, our anger, and then we suppress all that, so we create the dark side, right? That you then have to become Darth Vader so that you can face yourself to overcome. You create the dark side because, as Jung says, you create the shadow because it's still a part of you, a part of your energy, a part of the resonance of your totality, and yet you disown it. And when you disown your shadow then has to create its own separate identity that then becomes the adversary. And now you've got the battle against good and evil, and it's still you. Sugar lumps. Once you transcend that, the black and whiteness, what I call the Boston Terrier reality, where everything's seen as black and white when really it's just all shades of gray, creating endless resonance and patterns of perceptual possibility, you then start to move into the ability to shift your awareness in the blink of an eye. Your awareness, the pure awareness, which never changes, the ever-present, never-dying, never-born, birthless, deathless, eternal part of you, you wouldn't recognize as you, so there's no point in talking about it. You can conceptualize it until the cows come home, and all that will happen is the cows will come home. What you need to do is ask the open-ended question, and then let go of the need for the conventional response. If you always answer in the same voice and you feel that answer, feel it right now. Listen to me talking, and then where's the part of you that is aware of what I'm saying? Is it in your head? What part of your head is it in? Is it where you've been told it should be? Or is it perhaps somewhere else that you haven't looked yet? What if you close your eyes and you turn around in a circle and you come back and you look around again and see if it's still in the same place? What if where you think your consciousness is only where you expect it to be because you're looking at it and perceiving it to be in that place? And what if instead, as the mystics say, it is everywhere, spread out simultaneously at all places at all times? And what you're noticing is the part that you're in resonance with because of your habituated belief patterns, your customs, your religion, your experiences. Now, I'm not saying let go of your beliefs, your faith, your religion, your experiences. No, those are all yours and they're valuable. But what if you let go of clinging quite so tightly to these things as your only reference for reality, and you created new references that allow for the possibility that things could be different?